Hello friends, welcome to the new year 2022 and another episode of Mathematics Simplified. Let's hope that we can go ahead with the learning of mathematics in this year as well as we have been doing in the year 2021. Today is the 1st of January 2022. And it's a Saturday. What if I ask you, what is the probability that 1st of January is a Sunday, or for that matter, any other specific day? Let's try to find out using the concept of probability. We have discussed about probability in our previous episodes, and you already might be knowing about various definitions like sample space, events, axiomatic approach, and so on. Now, probability of an event is given by the number of favorable outcomes divided by the total number of outcomes for any event. Coming to the question asked in the beginning, what is the probability of having 1st of January as a Sunday? We have to first check what is the year. Is it a leap year or a non-leap year? This is 2022, which is a non-leap year. A non-leap year has 365 days, and it means 52 complete weeks and one remaining day. That one day could be any day of the week. That means the total number of outcomes is 7, that is all the days of the week, and our favorable outcome is Sunday. So what is the required probability? It comes out to be 1/7, that is the number of favorable outcomes, which is 1, divided by the total number of outcomes, which is 7. Okay, I hope you understood it. And then what happens if the year is a leap year? That is any year like 2020, 2024, and so on. A leap year has 366 days, which means 52 complete weeks and 2 days remaining. Those 2 days could be paired as Sunday, Monday, or Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, and so on. Likewise, there are 7 such pairs. And coming back to the question once again, what is the probability of having 1st of January in a leap year as a Sunday? Once again, the total number of outcomes are 7, or 7 pairs of days. What are the favorable outcomes? They are the pairs Saturday-Sunday or Sunday-Monday, in which we get a Sunday. So the required probability once again is the number of favorable outcomes divided by the total number of outcomes, which comes out to be 2/7. So I hope that this small probability question or problem will help you in trying out more such interesting ones, and you will keep on learning. Happy learning in the new year 2022. Stay safe, everyone, and keep learning, my friends.